Good afternoon. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regards to proposed rule regarding the licensing of scrap metal recycling businesses. This hearing is being held in room 209 of the Black Lake Building No. 2, Olympia, Washington, 98504, at 2:10 p.m. on November 5th, 2013. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 13-20-135, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on October 2nd, 2013. Copies of the proposed rule are available at the back of the room. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 19290 and RCW 43-24086. My name is Louis Denny, and my title is the Administrator for Dealer and Manufacturer Services. Kathleen Drew, Assistant Director of the Business and Professions Division, has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. Brian Jackson, Licensing Service Manager for the Scrap Metal Licensing Program, and Kim Zakluski, Management Analyst with Dealer and Manufacturer Services. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located on the table at the back of the room. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from Chris Kettman, Simon Metals. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements, if any, from those present. Testifying today, Louise Gray.
Okay. Thank you. For the record, my name is Louise Gray. I'm employed by Schnitzer Steel Industries. We have three locations here in Washington, Tacoma, Woodinville, and Pasco. I'm also testifying on behalf of our trade association, the Institute for Scrap Recycling Industries. And appreciate this opportunity to make some comments. I also want to thank you all for the collaborative process that we've gone through. It really shows me that the department does want to get to a good solid rule that the industry can live with and that you can live with as well. But I do have a few comments. Just for the record, just clarifying that only one license will be required per location. On review of the rule, some individuals were concerned that one might be required to get both a processor's license and a recycler's license. So that's been clarified. Thank you. We would like you to look into the issue of normal business hours per our earlier discussions. We suggest that the hours be 10 to 4. And with a waiver possibility in effect for small businesses for whom that would not be a workable situation. We ask that the definition of scrap metal be changed to include a reference to the statutory definition, which includes non-ferrous, private metal property, and commercial property. We've outlined those changes in the handout that we gave you. Regarding common carriers in the rule, we want to make sure that it's clear that common carriers that are regulated by the UTC under Chapter 80 RCW are exempt from scrap licensing requirements. In terms of the application for the license, we did have discussions about the language in 308.70.120 as it relates to the planning authority, and we're comfortable with the language as it stands now after our conversations with you. under established place of business. In that section, we recommend using our definition of scrap metal as previously discussed, and we withdraw our suggestion that suppliers be required to keep bills of lading or other proofs of receipt in their vehicles as they are transporting material. We ask for clarification on business books and records, suggesting that there be reference to the records that are required by the statute. We understand the scrap metal business plates issue, and you'll be getting with law enforcement to see what really works for them, and that is our concern, that it be, we'll put the plates wherever you want them, but we want to make sure law enforcement gets what they need from that. And also, we appreciate that you're willing to sit down with us in 6 months or 8 months, whenever it's appropriate, so that we can see where we are and see how it's working and see how we can make it work better. And that's all I have.
Chris has chosen not to testify.
Are there any other comments to these rules? Thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rule and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is adjourned.